Welcome back, everyone, to The Study Game, the show where we gamify life to make it much more enjoyable. Greetings and welcome back, everyone, to the show. It is a new school year. Summer has now ended. Rotations have now ended for me. And we are getting ready to just start classes back up. But for today's episode, I wanted to talk about something special I've been working on, and that's this topic of morning rituals. I recently listened to an audiobook this past summer, and it's by Mel Robbins, maybe you've heard of it. It's called The 5-Second Rule. And lately, as I've been learning to optimize my mornings, I've been trying to optimize this 5-Second Rule into my life. I would say it did work in the beginning, and the book really does have some great insights and a lot of helpful examples of people who have found ways to own their own morning rituals. Own the morning, and you basically own the day. A good chunk of our days consists of morning, so it's important to recognize the value that comes from that. A challenge that I've been trying to push myself more towards when it comes to waking up is just not returning back to my bed. In the book, Mel talks about how she would keep her phone in her restroom, and when an alarm goes off, she would immediately start brushing her teeth and wouldn't return to bed. Now, this step worked for me in the beginning because I was able to not return to my bed after a few days of keeping my phone in the restroom. But later on, things changed as I soon found myself turning off my alarm and returning to my bed. I guess in a sense, it kind of was in part because I was missing that next important step, which was actually brushing my teeth after shutting off my alarm. So I'm planning on making that a habit in the future, and probably sandwiching a couple more positive habits. Lately, a driving factor that has been keeping me out of bed has been just having something to watch to start off my morning. I don't immediately start on my schoolwork or my coursework at all the moment I wake up. I immediately start by having something productive and entertaining to start my day. Maybe I would check some of my art accounts, see how some of the different creators I'm interacting with are doing and some of the interactions and posts that are coming up from them, so that I have a bit of creative stimulation in my morning. Next would be watching some of my YouTubers that I'm subscribed to. A lot of the YouTubers I'm subscribed to are really into productivity and stuff, so I gain a lot of insights from them, and it really helps drive my morning towards just starting off on the right foot and being a bit more successful, at least in the beginning of the day. I must admit that I haven't been podcasting just because I recently moved to a new dorm room. I'm not sure if I let you guys know about that in the previous episode, but yeah, I moved to a new room and I'm rooming with some other pharmacy students, which is nice because we're all in the same field and we can all help each other out and give each other advice. On another side of creativity, besides the artwork I've been working on, I did over the past few weeks pick up our harmonica and have been practicing getting the basics down on that, because I don't know if you guys have ever seen Mickey Mouse. I really do enjoy watching him play his little harmonica, and in that one Christmas movie on Disney, yeah, Mickey Mouse is a very cute and adorable character, and I really enjoy that aspect of him. But going back to the topic of morning rituals, I noticed that for me, if I don't really have anything that excites me to begin my day begins on a very sloppy note. And another thing is that if I don't take care of certain things on my to-do list in the beginning of the day, I notice that my productivity level starts to dwindle down at the nearing end of my day. As you guys probably know, I use the habit tracker Habitica, and it's like my main source of keeping up with some of the biggest things I want to do each day. And one thing that I've been failing to do almost consistently is creating a video or a podcast. That's one of my biggest habits that I've stopped doing, and I kind of regret, because I think each of these aspects accumulating over a longer period of time can have great value on anyone. You know, taking time in the middle of your day to create the content, especially in your morning, if you can own that in your morning. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts lately. If you guys haven't heard of a very famous one, the Tim Ferriss Show, he really does meet with literally world-class productivity gurus and people of all sorts of interesting fields. And I've just been catching up on that. I barely scratched the surface of the show, but just from the beginning, I'm already hearing a lot of amazing insights and learning from a lot of amazing mentors or teachers, I would say. So definitely give that a look. But one common thread I've noticed, and even Tim noticed that he explained on the podcast, is that people take a lot of value in morning meditation. Now, a lot of people might see this as a bunch of woo-woo garbage, but I've lately been finding myself in a much more calmer state when I take part in morning meditation, in all honesty, because, you know, we can't always be in control of our thoughts and emotions. And as the day progresses, our willpower decreases and the level of anxiety we may have can easily spike up. Literally last night, I found myself waking up in the middle of the night. It was, I believe, 3 in the morning, and I just had this anxiety and thoughts in my head that I just couldn't resolve. You know, it's just so much worries about the future. And if you guys have been reading my previous blog post, I talked about this. You know, a lot of the problems we have and fears and anxieties aren't caused by what's happening to us in the present. What's happening in the present is actually calm and peace and centeredness, but it's when we focus too much on the future, you know? Who are we going to meet? Will things get better? You know, all these questions come into our heads and it just robs us of the enjoyment of the present. And this even goes kudos to those people who worry about the past, because literally dwelling on the past all the time isn't going to get you anywhere. You're just thinking that the past might resolve itself, but in reality, you can't change the past. You can only change your emotions and your reactions to the past. The only thing you can change is your view of the present, what you do in the present, your emotion and joy and love of the present. You can't change what's already been done, so might as well make changes to who you are in the present. And going back to this topic of morning rituals, if you're able to own the present moment, you have a much more likely chance that you can own your morning and own your morning rituals. Because I would say that majority of the failures I've had with starting off my mornings on a proper foot would be because I just didn't feel like it. I let my emotions get in the way, I let my thoughts about the past get in the way, and decided to return to dreamland where everything is nice, comfy, and all the pleasures in life seem to come so easily in dreams. But you know, that's not the present. That's once again reminiscing on the past and the future. A lot of our dreams are shaped by dreams of future hopes and dreams of past regrets, or people we have met at some point in our life and had some sort of effect on us, but we can't let that affect us. I would say that majority of the fears we have when it comes to these situations of life and death is, once again, a fear of the struggle of missing out, a struggle of the fear of the past, a fear of future, almost never a fear of the present, because you are always in control of the present moment, you know. That's also another reason why people made that term, fear of missing out, because a lot of people struggle with this, you know, and it surfaces because of anxiety and fear of the future. People feel like that they aren't satisfied with where they are because they look at what other people are doing and they become unsatisfied with their present, unsatisfied of where they are at the moment. But the reality is everyone has a different story. You know, we're all able to build great things of our lives if we just stay in the present moment. So that's another thing to add to your morning ritual, you know, just being present, not returning to that dreamland, not pressing the snooze button on that alarm you set. You have goals and find reasons that excite you, whether that be through adding pleasure to your morning ritual by indulging in some creative act or some entertainment that keeps you moving forward towards your goal, you know. A lot of times it's not easy, and just recording this podcast episode wasn't easy, you know. I have a lot of resistance to recording, but you know, I wanted to start off this morning on a more productive note, and I gotta say that I'm really enjoying where this is going. I really want to do more podcasts this new school year to keep you guys updated, and probably going to include some essays in the future, so keep a lookout for those. Now, I hope you guys own your mornings in the future, or if you just woke up, I hope you have a great morning and you just keep those productivity gears going. And as always, stay awesome. Peace.